in the documents sent to the district attorney and detailed in a statement read during the comment period on August 14th to Sumner County officials, Long detailed why he believes Christina Templet broke election laws. Long contends that when Christina Templet ran for commissioner in 2020, she didn't live at the address she listed on her nomination petition. According to Christina Temple's petition form, she lived at 7711 Ruby Lane, which is within the city limits of Millersville. WSMV 4 investigates, then came to Millerville City Commission meeting and spoke to Christina Templet outside. Do you believe you broke election laws? Am I in a different story?
No.
Okay. No. Wow. As WSMV 4 investigates, oh, no, I did not, Templet said.
That's exactly how she
said. Can you offer proof to the contrary? Her name is Karen, actually. As WSMV 4 investigates, can you explain why? I have 5 minutes to get into the meeting, Templet said. WSMV 4 investigates reached out to Lori Anthony, administrator of elections in Sumner County, asking if they had determined if Christina Templet violated election laws. And an email to WSMV investigates actually wrote in part, we worked with the state election office regarding this matter to ensure compliance with statute, and the response was that they do not determine the nature of residency. I understand from Ms. Templet that she and her husband were constructing a new home at the time, and they were living in a camper behind the property, in a van down by the river.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Christina Templet said she and her husband will speak to WSMV 4 investigates in the future if an attorney allowed them to do so. But I feel like it's important for voters to hear from you. Oh, sorry. But I feel like it's important for the voters to hear from you about whether or not this dumpster is simply political retaliation, the said WSMV 4 investigates. You'll have to talk to my husband about that. I don't own the dumpster, Christina Templet said. WSMV 4 investigates did ask Winston Templet about his ownership of the company and the dumpster, but he replied, I got nothing to say, boss. So we asked Christina Templet about the name of her husband's new company. My husband is a taxpayer in Millersville and has not done anything wrong, she said. Do you think it's offensive? Asked WSMV 4. I guess it's what you think FU stands for, Teresa Templet said.
Like Florida University.
I mean, come on. Right. Everybody knows what FU stands for, WSMV investigates said.
Well, let's think about it. What could FU stand for?
Honestly, it doesn't matter what I say. People are going to be happy with what I said, and others are going to be happy. Whatever conflicts exist between them, Long said the dumpster is simply going too far. No, I'm not going to put up a fence, but hopefully God will pull on their heartstrings and remove it, Long said.
Oh, gosh.
And that's the way it goes,
we'll be
friends.
Back in just a minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
That was a weird statement.
So, two blind guys go to a liquor store.
In Louisiana.
Yeah. In Louisiana. Louisiana.
Rural.
Just like two blind guys.
Rural.
Yeah.
Louisiana. Near Slidell, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that is what our episode is.
Yeah.
But right before the break, we had a very entertaining political story time from Sparky.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate the long game there. You register a company to mess with a political rival and then put it on a giant dumpster outside of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes this the greatest country on earth.
I think
so. Yeah.
God bless America.
Because there's no meaning. There's no meaning or agenda with that.
No, I mean,
it was purely coincidental. Yeah. Right. From what I understand.
Now, if he loses and doesn't set it on fire,
that's
we're
true.
Have an issue.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
True.
I actually once set a dumpster on fire accidentally in Green Hills.
Accidentally.
I think the statute of limitations has probably run out by now.
Yep.
I'll save that story for another time.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
I did make a dumpster fire accidentally.
Funny, I deal with them all the time. But
you're welcome.
Okay, so let's get on to another beer. This one is, we're still in Gnarly Barley Land. And this one is interesting. It's called the Korova Milk Porter, okay? 6.2% ABV. However, this is a Baltic oatmeal milk porter.
It makes no sense.
They should have added like six more ingredients to the name.
Okay, so this is going to change the way you think about porters and dark beer in general. From its sweet coffee and chocolate flavor to its silky smooth finish, this is one unique brew. So sit back and enjoy her sultry sweet side.
And they actually have a peanut butter version of this.
They do, yes. So this is Two-Row Munich brown and caramel malts, chocolate malts, crystal 30, oats, flake barley, and Columbus hops.
Well, the ABV is a little low to be calling it a Baltic porter.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess the silkiness is going to get us from the oatmeal, but let's find out what's going on.
I think it's a little too bitter to be a porter.
Yep.
I'm just still on the nose right now, and lots of chocolate and a little bit of coffee for days.
Sure, sure, right? I mean,
it's not a bad beer.
It definitely tastes like an oatmeal something.
It almost tastes like it has carbonation, like too much carbonation in it.
Mm. Let's see what this does when it warms up a second.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's okay. I don't think it's great.
I'm just confused. Like,
the range
why?
Of emotions on your face has been on a journey, Juliana, and I'm sorry that we're on radio because I feel like the rest of America should have been
should
on that journey
this.
With us.
See this. Yeah.
We went through all the whatever the stages of grief, acceptance, anger.
Yeah.
Bargaining. Okay, so
there's some bargaining in there. Thank you. Denial. It's not just river in Egypt. It's real.
I just was confused because when I hear Baltic, okay, like big, yes. I'm going to need to have a meal to get through this beer, like kind of thing.
I'm thinking like an imperial style.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. Right.
For sure.
I mean, and I'm thinking of like a huge amount of like malt and raisins and pruniness and like, and all the things that calls to my ancestors.
Borscht.
Yeah. And I'm what, aren't Baltic porters also lagered?
Well, they can go either way.
They can go either way.
Finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me personally, I like the lagered version.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'd try this thing on nitro, see how it is.
But, yeah, that's actually.
Yeah.
I know nobody's doing nitro anymore, but
that maybe would help me.
Yeah, it is. Well,
yeah. I don't know.
We'll try it again. I'm just confused. The whole can is confusing. I don't get it. It's a picture of a lady with milk squirts around her.
Well,
I'm just like,
maybe
I did not see that as a
concept, but
I like that.
I don't know. It gives me like a Jimi Hendrix kind of moment.
It kind of gives me like a
60s.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of a reference to Clockwork Orange or?
Yeah, that's what I was Korova Milk Bar.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm just not digging it.
What do you think, Reverend Mark?
Yeah, I think that it just is all over the map. I mean, it's if you just didn't give me a name for it and I just had a just from a blind taste.
If I was just drinking, I'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
If I just said porter.
But like,
you know what I mean?
I would have asked for a different
one. It's almost like when breweries try to like, we're going to add 8 different hops to a beer. You know, why, you know, but it's
But this is only one. This is only one hop, and it's Columbus.
Saying,
right.
No,
I know,
but what I'm saying is like, it's a Baltic oatmeal, you know, whatever, lactose milk,
hot sauce.
Like, there's those things don't all kind of work together all the time. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I know. And also, I mean, 6.2 ABV is not real. It's in the middle range. And to me, if you're going to have layered, you know, kinds of things going on, you want it to
if
be
you're
up there.
Do something like this, make it a big old thing. Yeah. So,
yeah. Like, give me a 7.5.
Yeah.
10%.
10%. Yeah. Okay. We are going to rate the Korova Milk Porter a 2.
Probably better.
Maybe the half pipes are worth it. I mean, maybe that's just kind of what ties the
whole. They should just send us the peanut butter one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's an imperial version of this too, maybe.
Hey, I know I'm going to get hated at this table, but like, I just don't like peanut butter. I mean, like, I don't like dislike it, but like, I just as an adjunct.
I mean, that doesn't make me hate you.
No, no.
I mean, it makes me dislike
like
you.
Like on toast or something?
No, like, I mean, like, I'll eat a Reese's peanut butter cup, but I'm not like one of these people that's like, man, I wish I had some peanut butter right now. Like, all right, it's peanut butter. Hooray, let's go. Like,
you're not a stoner.
And that whole, like, that whole peanut butter whiskey stuff, like... Has anybody ever that the screwball, the peanut butter whiskey stuff? That sounds like a hate crime to me, frankly.
Oh, it is a hate crime.
Okay, good. As long as we're on the same.
However.
Stop. No.
However.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid.
I had a cocktail recently that did a wash of the glass in the screwball.
Oh, man.
Which gave it an interesting kind of flavor. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting is like one of the best descriptors. Like, well, that was interesting. Yeah. You don't taste something like that every day.
Yeah. But see, I'll try anything twice.
Sure. So, oh, twice?
Twice. Okay. You might not like it the first time.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to send you for the Raged and the Absinthe. Yeah.
Let's do it. I'll do that. Peerless. Dude, let's go.
Let's go.
Wow. Okay.
Ride or die.
That's right.
All right, moving on, kids. Let's go again from Gnarly Barley. The Dorado Pale Lager. This one is 4.8% ABV. It's their ode to the lager brewing traditions of Mexico.
I thought
crisp,
this was
light
Port
body,
Orleans.
Golden lager with just a touch of sweetness.
This is Port Orleans.
Pardon?
I thought this was Port Orleans beer.
Hold
yes,
on,
it is.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
It is. It is from Port Orleans.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
It's all
okay.
good.
Well, that's...
In New Orleans.
Sorry, okay. Listeners.
New Orleans.
Sorry. I'm going by this. Sorry, I didn't notice. Okay. All right. Okay. So...
We started drinking at 6 o'clock
this script was written by a blind person.
That's
so
true.
It's not on you.
One blind guy walks into a script writing session.
That's right.
Okay.
I like the can.
Yeah.
The can art is kind of cool.
That's cool. The can art with the skull, sugar skull.
So they call it a pale lager. It's really they were brewing their version.
He's wearing
of
a luchador hat
of a Mexican lager.
Okay.
Like his mask, not a hat.
It could be a hat. Really big hat.
But isn't a Mexican
full face hat.
A Mexican lager really a German lager? I mean, all the Mexican
the
beers
most,
came
all
from.
Those got, that's right. Yeah, every single one of those. Like I love. Oh God, Dos Equis, you know.
Vienna,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Germans came into Mexico after World War I.
That's correct.
And so
that's where all that brewery culture came from.
Yeah. I like it.
I thought Germany owned Mexico for a while, right?
Those are dark times.
One of their leaders was a German guy. Did I make that up? No, that's real.
We're going to have to check this.
Yeah.
Fact check it.
I think we just got banned in Mexico. I mean, I feel like
if
we mess this up.
All right. Well, somebody talk.
I think yeah, I liked it actually. And I'm really not a beer person anymore. I like that. I would buy a 6-pack of that and keep it in my fridge.
This is nice and easy.
Yeah, this is chill.
And I'm actually thinking, given the context of this being a fishing excursion, this would be the beer I'd be drinking really cold out in the middle. Yeah.
Perfect.
Of a very hot
Louisiana day. Something. Mm-hmm.
And also, I love food pairings, right? So I feel like you could have some carnitas with this or, you know, again, just get some good Tex-Mex.
Dude.
Yeah, and it has this, like, the slightest hint of, like, a corny sweetness to it, which I think just, like, balances out the lageriness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's good. Sorry, I just was...
It would go great with, like, a deep-fried taco.
Deep-fried taco.
Mm.
I forget what those are called.
Delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Delicious.
There you go.
So, yeah, the corn part of it, of course... connected to Mexico, but I also think of a pre-prohibition Pilsner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, sure.
Kind of has that aspect, too.
Sure.
Yeah, the crispness.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, and this is in New Orleans, so this is, you know, big city, big easy kind of.
And it does have some really nice can art, too.
Yeah, the cans are does. Great. Very, yeah. very appealing. I like the color blue. The color blue they chose is, like, very appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the
like
website is, I mean, the website is interesting, and it's really showcasing the food that they have.
There you go. Yeah, this is a food beer. This, yeah, we need
like
all
them
the. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And their food.
Can we get a to-go order?
Sure, right.
Let's go.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're DoorDash. Big into like many types of guacamole, and they have guacamole flights. As a matter of fact,
types of guacamole. Why don't we have that here right now?
What's our problem, right?
I know.
Yes.
From one of the best Hispanic restaurants. It's called Garden Fresh up there. Have you guys been there?
No.
It's a.
But I want to
it's
right
a
now.
Supermarket.
Oh yeah!
It's oh like yeah! Yeah!
Two
yeah.
miles from
yeah,
here.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Mm-hmm. It's like, and then we're just like, I used to go in there for lunch every day, and get something. They had pupusas, which is
oh,
like
yeah,
an
yeah.
El Salvadorian.
Yeah, Salvadorian.
Oh
yeah,
my
sorry,
god,
man.
I love pupusas.
Oh yeah, a good pupuseria, man. Those. Oh, so
now
good.
They switched from pupusas to what's the word? It's not an enchilada.
Empanada.
Yeah, empanada.
Oh, empanadas. That's
yeah, empanadas.
Ooh,
nice.
Great.
Yeah, nice.
Well, dang it.
Well, anyways, so they've got a lot of tacos. I mean, many, many, many. They have some burgers, too. But they're very, like, kid-friendly, dog-friendly. Like, to me, it's not just a tap room. This is really, like...
It's like a family event.
Exactly, yeah.
What nice. Do they say about the beer?
it goes well with the food.
Goes well with the food.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So
that wins in my book.
I mean, yeah. yeah
plays a supporting role.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. But I think, I mean, as a true Mexican lager, this mm-hmm. is
it's perfect.
It's on, man.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liking
yeah.
it. Spot liking on. It.
All right. Well, we are going to rate this, which is the Dorado Mexican style lager from Port Orleans, a 4.
Ding, ding, ding.
And we're done. We don't have anything else.
Well, that was a good show, guys.
That
it was
great.
That was rude. That was good.
So, quickly, before we get to our last thing,
yeah.
Anyone have any stories of any...
failed beer runs?
Exactly.
Well, when I was moved here to this market back in the aughts...
By force?
No. The company I was with relocated me here. A national video game company, won't name names, but
Activision.
We were here for a training, and a few friends of mine ended up really wanting some delicious oat sodas, and so we stopped at a convenience store, and then we realized we didn't have a cooler, and then the person that was driving us abandoned us because we were taking too long.
Left you at the store?
They left us at the store. We ended up finding some boxes and trash bags and made our own cooler out of boxes and trash bags and proceeded to crush every single beer that of all these cases of beer. We would just end up walking down out near the airport, finally going to our hotel, drinking a beer as we were walking along, just kind of staying hydrated and still somehow managed to be back at work the next morning to do
That's
a presentation.
Awesome. I hope you gave whoever ditched you a piece of your mind.
He was actually shocked to see us. He was like this like alpha dude that thought he was like, well, screw over these guys. And we still showed up like all clean cut, like nothing had happened the next morning, did a PowerPoint presentation. The look on his face was just like, yarr.
Foiled once again.
Parking his parking spot for the next week.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, quickly, let's get to from Urban South Brewery in New Orleans, the Juvie Juice Hard Iced Tea.
Juvie
Now, what's interesting.
This was made in collaboration with the rapper Juvenile.
Yes. Yes. So it's a hard Arnold Palmer seltzer. Okay, but what's interesting is that
Palmer.
The brewery, and it is a brewery that makes beer, okay?
All right.
So now, the guy that's the founder that started this spent a year in Europe.
No. They lost their right to get descriptions about this.
Yeah. This is,
you made this because you want to make a lot of money off of Juvenile's name.
That's right.
This is garbage.
Did this come in a juice box? Like, what the heck?
This is a questionable decision.
I was going to say that exactly.
This all right. We're going to rate this what? A two?
Minus five.
Minus five.
I think this is a one.
Yeah.
What did I just drink? Wow.
Oh, God, I did it again.
Why
did I drink more of it?
Oops. Here, Lloyd, try the mustard.
Okay, so maybe just don't trust a blind guy going into a liquor store.
I think we've all learned something today. I know I have.
Yeah. He had a winner with the Mexican lager in my book.
Yeah.
That's where the episode ended, actually. None of that other stuff.
Nothing else happened. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
We went down to the Christian Science reading room and started studying the word after that, actually. Yeah,
this is going to do it for today. Good old boy Barger, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, and keep on smoking.
Oh, Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here.
Whew, good old boy Sparky.
I'm going to need some therapy now. But
no doubt. Good old boy Dave.
This is why fishing sucks.
I feel like that tea is giving me hot flashes.
This is good old
guy
Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
як українка, я співчуваю росіянам, які проти режиму Путіна, але бояться про це говорити. Бо життя в страху – це існування. Але Росія напала на Україну 9 років тому, у 2014 році. І 9 років росіяни своїми податками спонсорують ракети, які летять в Україну. 9 років росіяни, які мовчать, спонсорують насильство і геноцид українського народу. Десятиліття історії російської агресії проти українців і української культури, напевно, замало часу для росіян, які бояться сказати, що вони проти терору.